the war is over and we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television children fed. Unborn living, living dead.
It's all over. Unknown soldier. It's all over. Unknown soldier.
Okay, wait until the war is over and we're both a little older. The unknown soldier. I don't really get it.
No, it's poetic. It's always poetic with Jim Morrison. Sometimes it's good, but I mean, it's not completely clear. It's about Vietnam, of course.
The war.
Yeah, so wait until the war is over. Who has to wait? Okay. It's the other person he's talking to.
Yeah.
But not the unknown soldier. They can't just wait till it's over.
No.
They have to probably fight in it.
Have to fight in the war. Yeah.
And we're both a little older, yeah, because the war is over. It's going to be in the future, right?
Yeah.
So you're both older then, because time has passed.
Yeah. But, if you made it.
And then the unknown soldier. But is the unknown soldier the one who he's talking to, or is it just a new statement?
Because he doesn't know who he is.
No. But so he and the unknown soldier, they're both a little bit older.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking to the unknown soldier.
So who is he talking to then?
Uh-huh,
and so it's just a random statement, the unknown soldier.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't get it. Breakfast, where the news is read. Television, children fed. Unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head. Ah. Okay, so it is very poetic, like you said. Breakfast, where the news is read. Okay, that makes sense. Like, you eat breakfast, you read the newspaper.
Breakfast where the news is read.
Yeah.
Okay, now, is that really... Breakfast is not a location. It's more like the
breakfast
table. And that's where you read the news in the newspaper, I guess.
Yeah.
But why is that interesting or relevant?
It's not.
What does it have to do with the unknown soldier?
I don't think it does.
Okay, so breakfast where the news is read.
They're reading about the
But he doesn't say anything about the breakfast either.
No.
Or is he making a statement, we are eating our breakfast while somewhere else there's a war going on?
Yeah, of course, that's the statement.
Okay, but it's not... What
Everybody is he, knows that.
What does he mean by that?
I have no idea.
All right.
Television, children fed. I don't know what that means.
So now you're no longer reading the news, now you're watching the
news.
Now
you're watching it.
But he says breakfast, that's where the news is read. Television, children fed. But the children are fed by the breakfast, with the breakfast.
Yeah.
But it's also where the news is read, the breakfast table.
Yeah.
But then there's also the TV.
I don't... It's not a clear picture of this family's household.
No, and also, yeah, the children are fed. Because, yeah, so they eat at some point.
Okay.
What does that have to do with the war? Because in the war, like, people don't have anything to eat or something, maybe?
What is the unknown soldier? Like, the unknown soldier is like a tomb. In like DC,
yeah,
there's like a guy whose name they don't know who's buried in it,
yeah,
and there's like a flame that's been burning ever since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a flame that's burning for like 50 years.
Mm. But what does it have to it's in honor of all the unknown soldiers, but I think most soldiers they knew who went to Vietnam, right? I mean,
yeah, how did they not know who the Huey was?
Because if there's only one soldier that we don't know, then it's probably easy to figure it out. It's the one guy we don't know.
Yeah.
Process of elimination. That's the one guy. Oh, it was him? All right.
Yeah, because then they have records of who joined the war.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure people died in the jungle of Vietnam that they weren't able to get out or something.
Yeah, but if you have their body in D.C.,
yeah.
Then how do you not know
I'm sure they have to leave some bodies behind, even though they don't like to do that, of course. But I mean, even then, they were still known. Like, people knew who they were.
They
enlisted. There's records of them. They know what division they served in, where they are, and where they died.
So I don't get the unknown soldier.
They're not that unknown.
No, people knew who they were. They knew what happened to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never understood that whole unknown thing. Like, they have dog tags.
Yeah.
They have tons of enlistment records.
Yeah, and they have like people that serve with them that then realize, hey, the guy's no longer there, so he probably died.
Yeah. Unborn living, living dead. I don't care. I get the living dead part, because, like, you're dead inside, but you still have to live and, like, fight.
Unborn living.
But don't get that part. What is the unborn living?
Who is unborn? Who is
what? You're not living if you're not.
No, you're not living if you're not born.
Well, I get, it depends on who you ask, I guess.
Okay, but it's not a statement on a...
could be an abortion statement.
No, I don't think there's anything to
life begins at conception statement. Conception,
yeah, I don't think that's what it is, though.
No, I don't think it is.
Unborn
either.
Living, living dead. Who are the living dead? The zombies? Is he talking zombies?
I don't think it's like a zombie related.
You
thing.
Said you got it.
They're dead inside.
But what is it? Okay.
I don't get the unborn living part.
No.
But then he continues, bullet strikes the helmet's head. Well, it strikes the helmet.
Does the helmet really have a head?
It does not.
So you're really lucky then, because if the bullet strikes the helmet, that means you're... of all the places that it could hit, that's probably the best.
You could survive it.
Like, if it actually hits the head, that's a much bigger problem than if it hits the helmet's head.
Of course it is, yeah.
Which also doesn't exist. And then it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over for the unknown soldier. So he died.
Yeah.
So the helmet didn't really do anything.
Didn't do its job.
Didn't do its job.
Yeah, it's like in so Star the, Wars.
The unknown the soldier is being
have
shot.
Armor, but then they get shot and they just die immediately.
Yeah.
So what's the armor for?
Armor? I don't even know.
Like you arm her. Like you give her weapons.
Give her all sorts of weapons. Yeah. No idea who she is.
Make a grave for the unknown soldier. Nestled in your hollow shoulder.
Make a grave for the unknown soldier.
Okay. The command now.
Yeah, you gotta make a grave for him. Nestled in your hollow shoulder. So, you have a hollow shoulder. Are shoulders really all that hollow?
No.
I have like bones in them and stuff.
Muscles
and bones.
Yeah.
But, so there's a hollow, the unknown soldier is nestled in your shoulder, not even under, like in your armpit
it's
or something.
Like a tattoo
but it's like,
or something.
He's nestled. He's nestled in a hollow shoulder. He crawled in. How does he even fit in
I don't
his
even
shoulder?
Know. What is, the
what is a hollow
talking?
Shoulder? What is a hollow shoulder?
I don't know.
Why, like,
why is
hollow?
The unknown soldier in it?
Why is how did the unknown soldier make his way into your shoulder?
Yeah. Wouldn't you know who the person is who's in your shoulder?
Yeah, if someone is in your shoulder, you kind of know, hey, what are you doing in there? Also, it means he's not dead. Or did you grab him and put him in your shoulder? To transport him home or something?
Maybe. Probably in a coffin. Or a body bag, maybe.
Yeah, a body bag. Yeah, probably a body bag. But not a hollow shoulder. I don't know where he got that from.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No one else has ever said hollow shoulder.
No. Why is this guy there? And what a weird way to honor this unknown soldier. And then it's just the unknown soldier.
Ah.
Statement. And then breakfast where the news is read. But there's no connection between the soldier and the breakfast. Breakfast is also not the place where news is read. It's like the paper is where the news
is read. Breakfast
is
not a place.
And breakfast is not a place. And also, even if it were, so what? What does it have to do, what does it have to do with the unknown soldier?
I have no idea.
And then television, children fed. Yeah, so there's also TV. You can get your news through different media. Right? The radio and the paper and the TV. Those were your three options back then.
That was it.
And then children are being fed. Yeah, because they eat. Right? You're not going to not feed your children.
Yeah, but the children are not Vietnamese children.
They're not Vietnamese children.
Not
it has nothing
their
to
plight.
Do. No, it has nothing to do with any of them.
It's like the suburban American children.
There's probably a lot more unknown Vietnamese. Although, they probably know who they are.
They know.
But from our perspective, we have no idea who they are.
No, of course not.
No.
They're unknown Vietnam soldiers.
Yeah.
Vietnamese soldiers.
Yeah.
We'd also don't care. Now.
No, of course not. But
that's why we carpet.
I don't understand what he's really saying about the war or about the unknown soldier.
All you right, get to go home after all.
Yeah, in someone's hollow shoulder, no less.
Yeah, well, lucky for him.
Nestled in there, nice and cozy.
In the hollow shoulder.
That rotting body.
A rotting corpse in your hollow shoulder.
And then you have to get all your stuff out first. Also, if your
remove
shoulder is hollow, like
your muscles.
What is your arm attached to then? Like, what happens to your arm? Like,
if your
shoulder is hollow,
tendons aren't there anymore.
Also, it's close to your lungs. Like, what...
That's not a good place
to hollow out.
No.
I don't know how that happened. if it's not a deliberate action, like who, what injury hollows out an entire shoulder?
I have no idea.
That doesn't
Is
even
his
happen.
Other shoulder fine? Or do
I don't know.
Both his shoulders hollow?
Because even if you get shot in the shoulder, they just remove the bullet. They're not going to hollow out the entire shoulder.
But the bullet also, even if the bullet hollowed out your shoulder by blowing it all out, they'd probably fill it with something
else. They'd fill it with something else. And then just leave it hollow.
Or they amputate your whole arm.
Yeah.
Either way, you don't have a hollow shoulder.
No. So I don't know where he got that idea from. But there you have it, man. the war did end at some point, so he was right.
Yeah. Did he live to see it?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't think he did.
We knew about it, though. Yeah. We know the war's over. He might not have.
It's over, but it's been replaced by another war. There's been other wars since.
There's been many, yeah.
And, you know...
There always will be.
There always will be, especially with the way things are going and the way they are now.
Yeah, but if you want to donate some money to us so that we...
We can, maybe find shelter somewhere.
Find shelter, like fallout shelters or something.
Yeah.
Those are expensive. You could look us up. Two Guys, One Phone. And find us on Patreon, and the link is even posted right down below.
Shelter, I didn't even know. Like a shelter.
Shell her.
Like
you shell Vietnam.
Like you shell her, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't even
you
know
don't
who she
even
is.
Know who she is. Like
we didn't.
This is what happened.
Unknown soldier, I don't even know.
Unknown soldier, I don't even know.